Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Wadsworth, Farm Bureau. Eastern Kentucky University will be showcasing new technology during the Agriculture Field Day Thursday, September 27th at Meadowbrook Farm. Justin McKinney, who is the farm director, says the field day focuses on three areas.
Our main themes this year would be technology, forages, and beef cattle production. We have special guests from the University of Kentucky, as well as some of our own from EKU, that will be giving talks.
McKinney says technology in agriculture will be a major focus.
We're demonstrating our robotic milker, as well as the push feeder, cow brush, and grazeway gate. That will be a part of the ribbon cutting ceremony on September 27th. We also have drones that will be on site with some agriculture applications. Really excited about the new technology that drones has to offer for agriculture.
He says some of the sessions will be put on by researchers from the University of Kentucky.
Body score conditioning by Dr. Jeff Limcooler. He's an extension professor with UK. Dr. Les Anderson with UK will also be here talking about an integrated resource management for reproduction. We also have Ray Smith. He's going to talk about alfalfa production management.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. McKinney adds many of the sessions will feature staff from Eastern Kentucky University.
Bruce Pratt with EKU, he's going to discuss dairy grazing. We have hay, feeding, and waste, Andrea Sexton. She's an associate professor here at EKU. She'll be giving that talk. Hemp, water filtration, that's a wave of the future, according to Dr. Michael McDermott. He'll be talking on that. There's also glyphosate alternatives with Jacob Domagini. And we have a rain simulator on site.
He says the field day will begin in the late afternoon hours.
Registration starts from 4:30 to 5, from 5 to 5:30. The president, as well as the Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner, Ryan Quarles, will be here to celebrate a ribbon cutting. And immediately after that, we'll start our demonstration tours.
McKinney adds a big thank you to the sponsors. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.